Welcome to the Q&A. That's exactly what this is, me responding to you. And if you would start by telling me what city you're participating from and what it is that you're thinking about. And you can give me either specific questions or you can tell me just to talk some more about something. Or you can ask for advice for how to figure out something. You don't have to be able to word it into a question. You can just put it forth any way that works for you. So if you have anything like that, if you would press 1 on your keypad, and then I can give you the microphone. Great. Okay, so 3 of you, 4 of you. Most people show up because they actually do have a question. All right, so I'm going to start. Marie, you had your hand up right from the very beginning. You know how this works. So I'm going to give you the microphone, and then I know how to say your name. I think it's Nisa. Then Nisa, then Natalie, then Carla. So that's who has their hand up so far. So, Marie, you have the microphone.
Hi, Allison.
Hi there.
Question for you. The Heart of Partnership and Empowering Men, if I wanted to do both of them as professional, how does what is the cost on that, and can I do them remotely, or would you recommend doing the weekend?
So I'm not going to quote costs because I have to go look them up on the website. I'd have you go look them up instead.
Okay.
So the way that it would work is you're talking about professional certification for both of them?
Yes.
Okay. So there, what you would have is you'd have one of them as your first topic, and then the other would be an additional topic. And you can do both of those remotely. It's something for you to think about, Marie. I think you would benefit greatly by being at the weekends again and being part of the community again.
Okay.
That's just my thought. The remote doesn't. The remote already deducts for the weekends. We're not expecting, the additional topic already deducts for the weekend. We don't charge you 2 bodies in the weekend when you only take 1 chair.
Okay.
You would end up with the regular program weekends and the remote tune-up, which you could decline if you didn't want to come to it, because you'd be learning those same things but throughout the year. If you did it both remotely, then you would end up with that tune-up weekend.
Okay. And the tune-up is the second weekend?
No, actually it's brand new in 2017. We're having a weekend in November just for the remote participants so that I can update you on everything I've developed through the first 3 mastery weekends in terms of new skills and ways to get access to what we're working on.
Okay. So just for clarification, that would be included if I did the 2?
It would be included in anything that says remote. So if you have remote, that's that tune-up weekend. If you have the full gold, so we have gold and gold remote. If you have the full gold, then you come to all the weekends. If you have gold remote, then you come to the tune-up weekend.
Okay. Okay. I think that was everything.
Okay. Well, you can raise your hand again if you need to. After I answer everybody's questions, I'll put down the hands and then you can put them back up again.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks, Marie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. And, wow, we're actually talking to each other. We don't get to do that much, Nisa.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. I could be better, but for the most part, I'm safe and well.
Good.
So,
what can I help you with today?
So I'm in the process of figuring out where I can go with my business. And I'm interested in, I know I want to get certified in your distinctions. And my question has to do, it's an odd question, because what I see about your technology is, or your, it's not technology, your information is it's really empowering information for women to have about men. And as you know, I actually moved back from Trinidad, where I was living, the third world country, back to the U.S. about 6 weeks ago. And okay. It was, and what I was bumping up against in Trinidad was women's rights. And women having rights and women in abusive situations and drug and alcohol abuse and women, you know, being held back education-wise so they can't get very far in the world and things like that. So I'm trying to figure out a way to, like, how could I use what I know and give that information, you know, to women to empower them, you know, inside of their independence, but not to use it against the men. And I'm speaking directly from an experience because I was working with my
cousin. Lisa, I'm going to interrupt you a second because I don't have space for as much detail.
Okay.
What's the question that you have for me? What are you looking to me for?
So I'm looking for how does it apply? How does your information apply to, you know, the business I'm interested in creating?
Okay, and what is the business you're interested in creating?
The business I'm interested in creating is having women be independent in countries where they don't have rights as women.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. My sense is that you don't have much definition in what that would look like, so you actually can't be more specific. You're wanting me to talk about the different ways that you could use our information so that you could start figuring out the form for your business?
Well, I'm just wondering if I'm even aimed in the right direction. So,
I think I got the picture. What I'm going to do is collect the questions from Natalie and Carla and Janet, and then I'm going to come back to this because this is a
complicated question.
It's a big discussion to get going on, and I think it's really worthwhile, and it will benefit a lot of people to hear it. But I want to make sure if there's smaller things that I can pick off faster, and people can leave the call if they got what they needed. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. I will be back. All right. Natalie, you have the microphone.
Hi, Allison. This is Natalie.
Hi there.
From London. So hello, everyone. Thank you so much, Allison, for giving us the... Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh.
I can. Welcome.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. You've answered many of my questions on choosing partnership. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask my questions and then give you the space to answer, so quickly. First of all, what are the questions should I ask myself to choose what is the best topic for me? Secondly, what are the questions that I should ask myself in order to be certain that I'm able to commit time-wise in particular, to the program, whatever I choose, after the first question is answered. And the third thing is that I, right now, I'm in a very demanding job that requires me to travel between three different countries. And the weekends there in supposedly Kuwait and Dubai is different from the weekend in the U.S. So that's going to demand a few extra things from me work-wise. So I need you, from you to assure me, please, that it's okay if I miss the program this year and I can take it the following year or in another time. So my ideal woman is driving me crazy. Any assurance from you would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, before you mute yourself, I think what you're asking, the first part's really clear and I can do that. I think what you're asking me is what would be the outcome or the consequence if because of your work you miss one or more of the transformational teaching weekends. Is that what you're asking me?
Yes, in case that happens, but also in case I'm unable to take the PMC this year, that it will be available in the following years to come.
Oh, got it. Okay, you're talking about the course as a whole. Okay, I thought you were meaning unable to continue. Okay, all right, terrific. I love your questions. They're great. I'm going to collect the questions from Carla and Janet, and then I'll be right on this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Carla.
Hi there. Is Heart of Partnership offered for personal mastery?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't see it on the website. Is that in a different section or...
What we did is we didn't want personal mastery to get confused with the full program. So right at the top of the web page, it said it has personal mastery in the list. So it says overview, professional, certification, personal.
Yep.
If you click there, it'll take you all the way over to the personal mastery, all the information.
Okay, got it. Just found it. Thank you. Because then I was also wondering, would I, if I needed to take a year off, just because if travel becomes more demanding, could I be a volunteer for people's demos calls?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, that's it for me for now.
Okay, good. That was easy. Thanks, Carla. And Janet, hi.
Hello. My questions are somewhat similar. As to, not the last one, but the one before, I can't remember her name. Anyway, trying to make a decision between, where I start. I'm already a dating coach, but I feel like the information about men is, what I already do is, if they don't have that information, they're missing such a huge piece. So is it empowering men or is it intentional dating? And can I do them both at the same time? And so those are my questions.
All right. Easy question. Easy questions and excellent observation. You can be an expert at dating and be terrible with men and it's not going to turn out.
Yes, you can. I get it.
That's beautiful. Where are you calling in from, Janet?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Beautiful. Love it. Okay. So, all right. Very good. So I'm going to go ahead and mute you. And I'm going to start back with Natalie's questions about what questions. And it's funny you should ask this, Natalie, because I recently recorded I recorded an audio. I've been doing too much video yet these days. I'm not used to just doing audio. But what I did was I recorded this little audio message to people about the questions to consider and how to go about this. And it's now up at our website. So it's right there in the first top. It says questions about tax matching certification. Listen to this audio recording from Allison. And the MP3 is right below there to click on. And it will give you more information, Natalie, about my recommendations for the things that you think about. And I'll give you the shorter version of it here. So your first one was, what questions did I ask to choose the best topic? The first thing that I recommend is that you look through the specific topics within each topic series. So the 8 topics within each topic series are spelled out and they have descriptions. And I recommend you go looking for what lights you up, what turns you on, what has you get excited, that you could spend almost a year studying that information, researching it, teaching it, extending it into your own field of expertise. What really excites you? Just for you, that you're passionate about that information. Then after that, you would look at who you want to contribute to. So like Janet is already a dating coach, wants to contribute to her clients. How does she see that information being expressed with her clients? Is that a good fit? Now, sometimes what happens is there's something that really lights you up personally. You want to study that. You want to know that yourself. You want to transform that yourself. But there's a different topic that's a better fit for your audience, for your business, for your clientele, for what it is you want to accomplish professionally. So in that case, one of the things to do is to be in personal mastery for what's just for you. It's not about teaching and contributing to other people. And then be in professional certification for the topic series that you want to contribute as a business and express in a lot of different ways. And I'll say more about the lot of different ways when I get to Nisa's question. So if you start with the topic series, the specific topics that excite you, and then you go from there to the application of them in terms of the form, is it for you or is it for other people, then that will help to sort it out. And there's also kind of sometimes I've had people not take a topic series because they feel like they have no expertise in that area to begin with. And so they try to take something that's more comfortable or an extension of what they already do, but they're not passionate about it. So we don't expect you to come in with any particular background other than the prerequisites that we have for the program. So if something turns you on, then we recommend that you go ahead and do that. Let me see if there's anything else about questions you should ask myself. So what interests me, what excites me, what intrigues me, what do I get excited about getting to spend time on? Then the second question about who do I want to contribute to and how do I want to contribute to them? Those would be the questions about how to pick the best topic series. Your question about able to commit in terms of time-wise, and I'll check back with you, Natalie, in a minute to see if I've given you what you need. As far as committing time-wise in professional certification, you want to make sure that you have a spare 6 to 10 hours per week. They can pretty much be any 6 to 10 hours, given the way that the world is all connected by internet. It could be 2 o'clock in the morning for you, and you're interviewing someone by Skype in another part of the world at a more normal time of day for them. You can be teaching people in a lot of different ways. So time-wise, the course is really flexible in terms of your part, what you're fulfilling. It's flexible in terms of that all the calls that teach you the topics are recorded and available within 48 hours, and you can listen to them at your leisure and as many times as you want. The only things that aren't flexible are the weekends, the transformational teaching weekends. Those aren't flexible, and they are mandatory for the successful completion of the program. In answer to your question about will it be happening in 2018, yes, we've actually already committed to topic series that we're promising to offer in 2018, and I already know I'm going to be offering a Heart of Partnership again in 2018, so I'll be adding that to the list shortly. So you can count on what we have on the website as being offered in 2018, which means there won't be an intentional dating series that year. Wendy will be teaching men, women, and sex. We're alternating those two series that she leads so effectively. And I can't actually imagine a time in the foreseeable future when we're not having this program. Back in 2006, we thought it was the only year we're going to have that program. And I found out I was wrong. It's the most important thing that I do is our mastery and certification program. And so it gets the most of my energy and the most of my attention and intention. If, for example, Natalie, you started in mastery in 2017 and found out that you couldn't complete it, we have been making accommodations for people to hit the pause button. And we have a participant from Germany who couldn't keep going. So she hit the pause button a little over a year ago and rejoined us just a couple of weeks ago. The thing that you need to do to like keep yourself from getting rusty, but we're really committed to our candidates, and when they're putting the work in and something in life keeps them from being able to finish, we want to help them to finish. And we had a participant who just finished all her coursework recently. She had to stop because of illness. And she just finished everything to get certified from the program she started almost 2 years ago. So if you're putting the effort in, if you're showing up as a partner, then we will do what we can to take care of you. If you're just slacking and want all kinds of accommodations, we won't make them. We're really clear about the difference. Okay, so I'm going to check back. And Natalie, did that give you what you needed for now?
Thank you, Allison. That made a lot of sense. I'm so happy to know that you provide support as well. That's important. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're really welcome. And we're used to having people from across the Atlantic Ocean in the program this year. We have Australia and Germany. We've had Switzerland, London, Hong Kong. we're used to it. And it's why we don't schedule the Eastern time zone weekend until we know who's in the program still at the third weekend, because we try to make it easier and the least expensive for people to get across the Atlantic to us. We try to end, like we try to not go till 9 o'clock on Friday night, although we do encourage you to come earlier for some time adjustments. Everybody's dealing with time adjustments all weekend, and we do our best with that, and we understand when people are dragging because of what it took for them to get there.
I understand. It is very scary. I don't know why, but I feel scared and nervous. And it's very reassuring to know that there is support provided.
You're welcome. It's a big deal. This course is a big deal, and it changes people's lives dramatically, and it grows you in probably every area, including ones you can imagine. And given that public speaking is the number one fear in humans, to take on being developed, to be able to be human spirit in front of people that would most call on human instinct, it's a big challenge. It's a worthy challenge. We find it exhilarating and fun, and there's a huge commitment and mastery for it to be a safe space to be able to have that kind of transformation and that kind of feeling of exposure, because transformation requires so much truth, true to oneself, what's often called authenticity, which is vulnerable. So thank you. Thank you even for considering it. It's very exciting.
Thank you, too. I look forward.
You're welcome. Okay, so Janet, I'm going to give you the microphone back just in case you have a follow-up question as I answer yours. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay. So a couple of things. One is that empowering men is a great, great, great topic for dating coaches. And we have, it's something we love to do. It's something we love to have that information conveyed to women who are committedly approaching that part of their future in their lives. And have you listened to In Sync with the Opposite Sex?
I've listened to almost everything you have.
Okay.
So when you ask the question about what was I excited about and that question, it's like all of it. Literally all of it. So the question then becomes, where do I start and what's best? It's the second question.
Okay. Yeah, it's great. The reason why I asked about In Sync with Opposite Sex is because intentional dating starts with that material, that point of view, that approach to a romantic relationship, that it's a sorting problem, not a finding problem, and it's a being honest with oneself problem, and not selling out on your own deal breakers. And
right.
Also,
so here's my question with that, if I might interrupt you for time to get to the other ladies. I already do that. I already have a process that does that. It doesn't have all of your language in it because it doesn't include the stuff about, so maybe I'm answering my own question, about empowering men in it, about the Queen's Code stuff.
Yeah.
But I already have one that talks about requirements and needs and wants and love language and be the chooser that stuff.
Yeah, the reason why I'm talking about it, Janet, is because your question was about could you do them at the same time?
Yes.
And, that's the question is could you do them at the same time? And how come I'm talking about intentional dating is an answer to even though you could, that doesn't mean you should.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the answer to can you, yes, you can. You can, the system is set up for that, you can, it's accessible, you're allowed to, they go really well together, you can. But what I've noticed about people doing more than one topic at a time is that it seems to show up, in the teaching area, that because of the time it takes to research and do the demonstration and a research journal for that second topic, that people who are in more than one topic tend to overall teach fewer people and or have fewer occasions of teaching. And it's every occasion of teaching the topic using the skills from the weekend that literally polishes the diamond that you are. So I would much rather someone did one topic and taught twice as many people than did two topics. And given what you said so far, that's why I was checking about intentional dating, because only if you're madly in love with it and wanted to totally incorporate that into your coaching because you don't have anything like that, would I encourage you to do both. Since you already have a system you're happy with, then I would say throw everything into empowering men, and you'll be a very happy camper, and you'll end up with excellence in that to bring to what you're already a professional in.
because I could fold that into what I already have as far as my dating things about being the chooser.
Yeah. So if you already have a way of talking about approaching dating consciously and intentionally, mm-hmm. then, and you don't want our material to be certified in our material in order to provide it in integrity for your clients, if you don't want or need that, then stick with the Empowering Men, which is going to add a whole other dimension to what you can provide in addition to what you already have.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Because I love what you talk about in the In Sync program, but it's just, you know, it's what do I do this year? What do I, where do I start? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think you would be amazed with every single one of the topics in that series. The thing that keeps stopping some of your clients will get cleared up. You'll be able to give them exactly what they need, and then success because of you being able to give them that. And
commitments. Well, it's like that's why I'm here and talking with you, because it's like how can I sit here and tell them everything that I know, which is about being the chooser, and I tend to call it reality-based romance and talk about risk management and things. And
I love that.
So, you know, it's really about the skills and stuff. So how can I sit there and I can tell them all of this, which is really important and valuable, but, man, they're missing this whole other thing if they don't really understand men and how they're shooting themselves in the foot, and they don't even know they don't know it. So how can I not tell them that?
Yes. Yeah, and I don't know if you've looked at the license agreement for Empowering Men. Have you clicked on the sample of that that's attached to that topic in professional certification?
I have. So I understand, from what I understand, I can use some of the materials, but I can't teach a workshop. I can't do a workshop with it. Is that correct?
Actually,
did I interpret that correctly?
No, you didn't.
Oh.
In the Empowering Men series, for everybody who's considering professional certification, there's different licensing permissions based on the series, and the only difference in the license agreements is in article number 1. so that's the only thing you have to compare. Everything else is the same. And if you see what it says in there, what we grant you in terms of permission is off the charts. So you can actually, in Empowering Men, hold on 1 second. I'm finding it exactly. People have been blown away. They couldn't believe that we did this, because in their mind, we're creating our own competitors. In our mind, you can do something that we never could, and you're taking care of people we can never take care of. So what this says, you get license or hereby grant licensee a worldwide, personal, non-transferable, non-exclusive right and license to use the material. It's limited to the right to reproduce the material for the purpose of teaching, coaching, consulting, counseling, speaking, presenting, recording, blogging, writing, and any other means of communicating the material.
Mm-hmm.
It includes but is not limited to CDs, vinyl, DVDs, MP3s, online or in-person, workshops, other technology, other format, now known or later developed, provided, however, the licensee may not duplicate licensors' existing or future products, books, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So all it means is you can do anything unless we've already done it. And we stay in communication with all our licensees. We have 9 calls a year together. And you can always email and say, I'm looking to develop this. I want to make sure you don't already have this in development. And then we let you know, no, we're not doing anything in that area. Go for it. Yay, let us know it's ready. So the permissions are huge in the Empowering Men and Intentional Dating series. The so other
can you
theories,
give me an example of, like, to help me clarify it a little bit more, an example of what would be something that I would do that you haven't already done?
Okay. So the Empowering Men series is made up of 8 different topics that
yes.
that particular combination of topics does not exist anywhere in any products of PACS. So phases of the hunt comes from Celebrating Partnership, stages of development from the Amazing Development of Men, but we talk about it completely different in Keys of the Kingdom. Male ethics and loyalty doesn't exist anywhere. Using single focus, single focus is everywhere, but using single focus to create connection exists nowhere. So mastery is always the leading edge. It's always information that hasn't gotten captured someplace else because I'm inventing it right in the process, and then you're developing it with your spin on it. So you could make recordings that you sell to your coaching clients so that they can listen to your advice over and over and over again.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. That was helpful.
You're welcome. You're really welcome. The first time a lawyer, a contract lawyer, saw our license agreement, she was stunned. She can't believe you're doing this. And she just got her pen out and signed away. It was pretty cute. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does that give you what you need for now?
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Okay. So now we have Mies's big question, and that's the beginning of it. My answer to Janet was the beginning of the answer to your question, Nisa, just in terms of in the Empowering Men or Intentional Dating series, you have extraordinary rights to create all different ways of transmitting information and causing transformation. If you're in Heart of Partnership or Empowering Women, you're much more limited. You're limited to teaching workshops, inventing and teaching your own workshops, group presentations in person, and individual consulting and coaching on the phone. So we are moving our entire curriculum onto the internet, and the Heart of Partnership is the basis of extensive programming for PACS, but it's going to be almost entirely web-based, and we know people need to interact with that information in person, and so we're developing certification partners that you're the ones that are providing that information in person rather than we are. Same with Empowering Women, the Understanding Women workshop. Tonight's the last night of it being available on the internet for the first time, and it'll be available 24/7 starting December 2nd. So a lot invested in our internet curriculum in that in those topics as well. So again, the license is about providing live in-person workshops and only individual coaching on the telephone, so you'd be prohibited from having teleclasses and stuff like that, creating podcasts or recordings. That license does not grant you that permission. So that might affect what series you would pick. In terms of what you're looking to impact, and I'm going to give you the microphone, Nisa, and this is, if anybody wants to drop off, this is going to be a whole different conversation on the relevance of our work in developing nations. So if that is something that isn't of interest to you, then you can feel free to drop off. I won't take it personal. It's not of interest to everybody. So Nisa, I'm giving you a microphone so we can chat about this. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Where are you living in the U.S., by the way?
Philadelphia area, suburbs of Philadelphia.
Okay. All right.
Pennsylvania.
So I just wanted to be able to picture where you were in relationship to where you've been. My goodness. So you probably don't know you probably don't know that my background is in as an activist for the end of world hunger, and having raised money so that I worked full time with the Hunger Project, but independently, and raised a lot of money for what's happening in developing nations. I contribute a lot of money to different programs in Africa that focus on the empowerment of specifically of women in one case in Uganda. And I've micro-enterprise and civil rights and the World Hunger for Children and a whole lot of stuff in the area of what's different about the way men and women relate in first world countries versus in third and second world countries. So I'm not just like, oh, I don't know. I actually got in a huge argument with the executive director of a really important organization that I have loved for decades, got in a huge argument because I could see what she was doing was perpetuating the attitudes of American women in Africa, that she was actually perpetuating an adversarial relationship with men, that the men were actively suppressing the women, that they were on ego trips, that all they wanted was control, and that the women had to, like, thumb their noses at the men for the well-being of their family and communities. They had to defy the men. They basically were going to have a third world version of American feminism in order to prosper. And so I it was really not a good scene. because we were there to be so excited about her new book, and she read the foreword to it, and I blew my top that this was the hugest disservice that could ever happen to women in the third world, that we would perpetuate what we have caused in our own battle here in the U.S., and
right,
that it doesn't have to happen that way. You know, that if women understood men's instincts and how not to antagonize their most primitive reactions, which are not pretty, and instead how to partner and empower men, that development of the third world could happen in a way beyond historical precedent. Like, there's no place in the world where it's been developed in partnership between men and women. So,
yeah.
So the transmission of the empowering men, specifically, I would go into that material, and after that, then the heart of partnership, the transmission of that material to women in the third world, so they understood why there's so much alcoholism, why there's so much abuse, why there's so much reactivity, why there's so much human animal, and be able to cause in their family, in their environment, bring out the best in their men so that they are altering their little microculture, and then as they develop their own leadership, it goes out and out and out and out. Can you tell I get a little wound up about it?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you really, like, recreated it for me, you know, and without not having, like, you know, I did give you a lot of detail, but you just recreated, like, okay, like, this has to be handled a certain way, has to be handled with care and respect.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just,
yeah,
it, you know, it requires thought.
It does, but it's actually not that complicated because men respond so quickly, which is what I adore. The feedback from a man is nearly as fast as the feedback from a horse. And you know how much I reference horsemanship and partnership. So really, women in the third world, just like the first world, need to know, how do you get what you need from a man in a way that empowers you and them? That's the fundamental thing, right? How do you honor yourself and them? And how do you take what's instinctive in them and use it, harness it, capture it, all the different verbs. You'll see in the Empowering Men series, there's a bunch of different verbs, and it's on purpose. So how do you take the energy and the power and the where the horse is already going, right? If you ride the horse in the direction it's already going, it's a lot easier to get there. So how do you take where the energy, which is intense, it's survival energy, how do you take where it's already going and upgrade it to a more beautiful, satisfying expression? And women, third world men, I promise, will respond in the same way as first world men, because they're the same men. They're just... they just are dealing with a different reality because, yes, third world men are profoundly in survival. Well, guess what? So are first world men. They just have a different standard of living that they think they're going to die without.
Right.
But the instincts are the same, right? And it's just the picture's different. So you don't have to be as careful as you think. And the results could be immediately. And the trick is, as you're learning and researching and absorbing the information, I would just encourage you to give yourself a lot of space to discover the form of your business. That you try transmitting it this way and you see what happens. And then you try transmitting it this way and you see what happens. And that you let it evolve in partnership with other people and find the form. Is it written? Is it oral? Is it, are you Skyping into the library in Trinidad? Are you, do you have visuals? Are you podcasting? Are you blogging? Are you, how, like, allow yourself to discover what works, because that's something that we have found is cultural. The way that people choose to learn, the way that people receive information, it's cultural and individual. Okay, I think I've said my piece. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, what about the thing that's there for me to say about that is, like, literacy. So that's something that I've had to deal with. So what if
there's a low rate of literacy.
What if the person can't read and write well? So it's
then
like,
you end up with it. Then you end up right in the world they're already in, which would be an oral tradition.
Okay.
So you're ending up with talking and teaching and recordings that can be made available to whatever degree of technology they have there, which our materials uniquely, because I am so verbal, hence the jillion hours of material relative to three books, right? So we're very well suited to information being transmitted orally and in professional certification and coaching certification. You also, you have to translate the topic into a pictorial. You have to have a visual aid. So between the visual, which isn't about words, it's about, it really is photographs, and the things people are doing, is they're just stunning these days. So you could do something entirely in pictures or very simple, lower level of literacy to help transmit the information. And the only place you're required to have a visual aid is on your demonstration call. You're not required to use it when you're out there teaching. So I think it would be well suited.
Okay. So you're of the opinion that it can be done. Like it can
oh,
be done.
Absolutely.
Your information can be used. So, and do you have any recommendations? You know, there's, you know, your everyday woman who has an adversarial relationship with men, right? And then there's
yeah.
your woman who's been abused who has her adversarial relationship with men.
Yep.
So you have any recommendations about that? I got that I, you know, I need to start with empowering men and then I should move into the heart of partnership. And I got that I need to adjust how I deliver the material according to the culture.
Yep, I can answer your, I can address your question at least. Because, wait, I'm trying to find out, I'm looking at my time and trying to figure out where I'm supposed to be next, so I'm okay. So in the case of any type of dishonor, which any dishonor, disrespect, hurt feelings combined with shock, which abuse is definitely falls into that category, what is the most powerful that we've discovered is, I call it the trifecta, the healing trifecta, and it's a combination of noble healing, which is having compassion for exactly what it was like in that moment for them to be the victim, because in that moment they were, and noble forgiveness, which is the chance for them to own and honor and forgive themselves for their part, for whatever they're blaming themselves for, that they think that causes them to think that maybe they deserved part of it, which you have to heal that or it won't also disappear. And then the third part of the trifecta is called the Sedona Method, and which is a book by Hale Dwoskin, and is originally developed by a man named Lester Levinson, and then Hale Dwoskin inherited it from him and developed a whole bunch more methods. And Hale has given us permission to use the Sedona Method in all of our programs. And we teach it to you, and you use it in Mastery. In past years, we've had a series called Liberating with Honor, which is all about healing and healing modalities. We're not having one next year, and I don't know if we'll have one again because myself and the instructor of that course want to create something much bigger than is available in Mastery and available to people more quickly than over a 10-month period. So if you wanted to listen to the teleclass, Healing Your Heart, Restoring Your Honor, it's one that I want to update because we've learned so much more since then. But even back then, it was a miracle of healing. So I would have you participate in empowering men. Depending on your capacity, you might do Heart of Partnership simultaneously, especially since you've shown such an affinity for it with our membership program. And then I'll keep you posted on what we're doing with these other healing modalities, making them available, and meanwhile have you listen to that teleclass and start using noble healing in interacting with the women. Because as you provide noble healing, you can carve out space for them to hear a new possibility. And as you're creating new possibilities for who men are, that'll carve out space for their healing. So it goes hand to hand and back and forth. We've had to heal women since the very first workshop. We've had to deal with domestic violence and rape, and we just and all other kinds of violence against women. They've always been hand in hand for 22 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Does that give you what you need for now?
Yeah, I think for now I'm really collecting the answers to my questions, and I just have to keep looking and applying it. You know, it's just it'll pop. It always does.
Yeah. Good for you for the willingness to stay in the questioning. A lot of people can't handle the uncertainty of the questioning, so they rush to an answer, and you don't end up with as rich a possibility as you could by the willingness to just keep expressing yourself and listening to the answer, you know, and how people respond and expressing yourself some more. This is one of the distinctions from Landmark's Wisdom course. Express, listen. You're in a stage called Express, listen, right?
Yeah. Definitely is, you know, going through the different stages of development, you know. It's like, oh, it's okay, it's here. And then it's there. Oh, okay. Just having freedom. Like, that's where it
is. Well, Good for you. Okay, so for everyone, thank you, and amazing that you all stayed here for that conversation about our work and world development, something I'm passionate about, probably more empowerment than development as we know it. If it's not obvious, you're welcome to come back on future Q&As. If you have more questions, we want to make sure that you find the right place. There are limited numbers of spots in each of the series, so when you are clear that you want that, we recommend that you register. It especially gets a little cuckoo after the holidays as it heads into the end of the $500 discount. There sometimes can be a scramble. So if you can sort out what it is that you really want to do before the holidays, you'll be in a much, much better position. And we will keep adding more Q&A dates to the website and announcing them. So you can come back as many times as you want with another question. If you don't want to wait for a Q&A, Melissa, normal way of spelling it, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, at understandmen.com, is available to help you sort out what's right with you. She's the administrator of our program, and she's been involved since 2006 and really enjoys helping people find the right place. She's been appreciated by a lot of people for how she helped them find the right place. Quite an intuitive human there. So I'm going to open the microphone so we can say goodbye to everybody. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks.
You're welcome.